Good morning. We're so glad you're here. Here's how we're going to do this. Over the course of the morning, we've split the team in half. Half are going to report during this worship hour. The other half are going to report at the 10:30 worship hour. And then of that half that are sharing this hour, I've split them into four groups to come down in pieces and share about their trip. So I'm going to ask our first group to come forward. They were part of the main mission trip. Melissa Stein, Seth Stein, Kelsey Martin, Olivia Bishop, Jasmine Downey, and Victoria Acosta. As they're coming forward, I just want to let you know two things. One, we all got back last night. For some of us, that meant about 48 hours of driving and traveling, and so our energy level isn't what it normally is. And secondly, other than Pastor Nate and myself, nobody up here is a trained public speaker, and we're just so excited that they're here to share and kind of overcome some of their nervousness and fears to let you guys know what God has been doing on these trips. Melissa is actually our student ministry assistant. She works with me full-time for a number of years now with student ministry. She was the one that led the main mission trip, so I'm going to let her introduce that trip to you all.
Good morning. It's so exciting to be with each one of you this morning and get to share what God did in and through us on the main missions trip. And first off, I just want to thank every single one of our financial and prayer supporters, our parents who, you know, were there taking our students to meetings, helping make this happen. You're just as much a part of the team as each one of our students up here. Our church actually has had a relationship with the people in Northern Maine for over 20 years now. So we've been sending groups up every summer, ranging in different sizes, and doing a vacation Bible school. So that means that Monday through Friday in the mornings, we have children from this very rural community coming out and participating in our vacation Bible school. For some of these kids, it's the highlight of their summer. They have waited all year for our group to show up. Just to give you kind of an idea, when I went to Maine as a student, we didn't offer a 7th through 12th grade group, but we eventually had 18, 19-year-olds that wanted to be in the 5th and 6th grade group as a participant because they still wanted to be a part of our vacation Bible school. So we do that Monday through Friday. We also had a lot of team time, spending time in devotionals, spending time in the Word, worshiping the Lord. Our team was a younger missions trip team that I had been on, and I was interested to see how each one of our team members would do. But they did fantastic. They worked together. They got to know each other. They invested in each other's lives. And so I would say, like, taking away from this team, looking at the main team itself, they really spent time building relationships with the people of Maine, but also relationships together as a team. And I went through this youth ministry at Brandywine Valley, and my best friends today are the friends that I met in this youth group. And so for me to look at this team and say, some of these kids are going to be best friends, going to be close friends, they're going to have accountability partners and people to help them through their walk of life. And that was an encouragement to me. So that's what I have to share.
My name is Seth Stein. I am the worst half of this wonderful lady right here, and also this wonderful little girl's father. I am the leader of a two-person team called Team Haley. That's her team. So I was kind of solely responsible for her up in Maine. We had plenty of help up there. All the kids were great with jumping in with her. Of course, she's very cute, so they loved that. This is my fourth time in Maine. Last time I went was 2009. Team looked a little different, a little younger, but it was a much more intimate feel because of how small the team was, which was very cool. got to know the kids very well. Because of Team Haley, I didn't have much interaction during the VBS with the actual kids that were attending. But the one cool thing about this trip is it's a very good introductory trip for missions, I feel like, for junior high kids. It's very cool to see the Holy Spirit work in their lives and kind of stoke the fire a bit for what they're going to do next in missions, whether that's the city trip or the overseas trip or something with YWAM or something even different. It's just a good starting point to where we can introduce them into Jesus Christ is a bigger picture than just your hometown. He loves the whole world. That's about all I have to say.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Martin. I was one of the college leaders. This is my third time in Maine. The last time I went was in 2011. So my favorite part was seeing all the kids that I taught in 2011, 5 years later, are now in the junior and senior high class, which is what I was teaching. So it was just eye-opening that, like, we do so much in Maine that the children enjoy and they want to keep coming back, and it's great to see all of them back. And it's great to see God working in all of us and through us that makes the kids want to keep coming back.
My name is Olivia Bishop, and this was my first missions trip. I have to say that God was really working through me in the trip, and just everything that I was doing was not me doing it, but God, like, doing it through me. And it was really good to serve the community in that way, and I'd never been in, like, a small community like that before, where everyone was so put together, and everyone knew everyone. And it was so amazing that everyone just kept coming back and meeting all the kids and seeing how much they loved God and seeing how much they loved each other was just amazing to me. And it really made me feel like I was doing something great and I was really helping everyone out.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Downey. This is my first mission trip and I'm going to eighth grade. My favorite memory was creating bonds with the kids and in my spare time playing cards with the adults, which most of the kids didn't know how to play 500 Rummy. one thing that God taught me was always be confident if you don't know what to expect, even on day one.
Hi, I'm Victoria Acosta. I'm going into ninth grade, and this was my second year going to Maine. Before I went on this trip, I honestly didn't think that this would be the type of kids that I would bond with or the type of people that I would necessarily become really good friends with. And throughout the trip, we went through things that I might have not expected and that before the trip, I might have not necessarily wanted to go through. But I honestly wouldn't have traded this experience for anything. And it really taught me that every single person that God puts in your life and every single event that you go through is really going to be used for His greater plan.
Thank you. Let me hear from another part of our main team at this point. Sophia, Emery, Dre, Jeremiah, Brett, Daryl, Heidi, and Zach are going to come share about their experiences in Maine.
Well, good morning. My name is Zach Hayes, and I had the pleasure of being one of the college leaders on this trip to Maine. And this was my sixth mission trip with the church and my second time going to Maine. And it was an awesome trip. I really got to know a lot of the students I hadn't already met before and got to grow closer to the guys I met last year, and it was really awesome. But I think my favorite moment isn't necessarily a singular moment in time, but throughout the whole week, getting to watch the team come together, whether it be for worship or for coming together to put on the VBS or to minister to the kids. It was just awesome watching this team that a lot of them did not know each other unify and become such a close-knit group that was really doing God's work so unified as a body. And that was such a blessing to me. And I think, you know, what God taught me, you know, more like what He showed me, was that, you know, God really can use and likes to use anyone. So I would encourage you that if you have not been on a trip with the church before, or even if you have, to consider going again, because it is such a blessing and, you know, it really will change your life.
Hi, my name's Sophia. I'm in going into eighth grade, and this is my first mission trip to Maine. My favorite part was probably connecting with the kids and making new friends. And God really taught me that He's always open to new people, and you can always make new friends.
Hi, I'm Emery. I really should have thought about this more. I am going into eighth grade, and this is my first missions trip. And my favorite part, I think I have to say, is like almost every time after we finish the Bible school and we've done our devotions for the day, we would all, like a bunch of us, would go out and sit on a hill nearby and we would just talk. And I thought it was like really fun. And I guess what God kind of taught me was kind of get to know the people around you better, because I think I did that a lot more than I have at church. That's all.
It's my turn. Morning. My name's Keandre Buckham, and I'm going to the ninth grade. This week was a great week for me. Connecting with the kids and teaching them the worship songs and the dance moves with my other worship people. Yeah, that was great, and the smiles on their face were just amazing. And something God taught me was never judge a person by what they look like and or have, because inside, it's a better person. Well, it's more that you don't know about inside than just a look on the outside.
Hello, I'm Brett Friedkin. This is my 10th missions trip and my 7th to Maine, 4th as a leader. I was one of the co-leaders for the music team, where we taught the older kids the dance moves. Well, they kind of taught us, but that's beside the point. And my favorite moment of the trip was the night before VBS started. Our whole entire group got together, and we went from room to room in the school and prayed for the classes that would be happening in each room and the people that were teaching and the kids that were going to be learning, and we just spent half an hour or so just praying over the entire school, and it was an amazing experience. And over the week, God taught me that no matter what happens, good or bad, everything that He does is going towards His plan to make things better for everyone.
Hi, I'm Heidi Friedkin. This is my 7th missions trip, my 3rd to Maine. I was the teaching team leader, we had to teach to all different levels. We had pre-K through 6th grade, and the kids had to plan the lesson for each day and be able to teach it to all different lessons. And we did tons of preparation, but you never feel like you're quite ready. And I just am amazed how God comes through. And the kids are all antsy in their seats, and you don't know how much they're getting. And at the end of the morning, Melissa would review and say, "What did you learn?" and call the kids up. And they just said the most amazing things, and I'm like, wow, God really is working through us. And our lessons throughout the week, our devotions throughout the week, were how God uses unlikely people. And I just, for a group of mostly 7th and 8th graders to go up there and do and share what they do is just, you can just see God. It's just amazing.
Hi, I'm Daryl Friedkin. I'm not one of the youth, as Nate so pointed out. I'm heading into my 52nd year. This is my 4th or 5th missions trip to Maine. The age thing might be affecting my memory. I'm the assistant leader for the music team, because when people heard that I was put on the music team, they're like, "What's up with that?" And my only answer was I was given a great team with Dre, Victoria, and Megan, and Brett. So they rocked it. They did a great time, and they're great, great job with the moves and teaching the kids. The one thing I learned or was reminded of in Maine was what a great church we have to send these mission teams every year, and what a great God we have that lets us do that and spread his word. Thank you.
We're going to hear from our North Carolina team now. So I'm going to ask Truett, Patrick, Sam, Anna, Alex, Stein, Marin, Jamie, Jackson, Carl Jones, John Robinson, and Tina Ma to come forward. We're just really going to crowd up the front of the stage. Go ahead and just make a line right across here. Carl Jones was actually our team leader for this team, so I'm going to let him give you all a little bit of an overview of the trip and what they did and what was going on.
Hi, I'm Carl. I got to be one of the leaders on this team. It was with John and Tina, who were absolutely fantastic. Kids absolutely loved them. It was a new group. It was a new mission for us, for Brandywine. We went on a work trip. We were with Group Missions. It's a missions service, if you will, that puts on about 80 different sites in the United States throughout the year. And they go in and camp out in a town and service and help the needy in those towns, people that don't have the ability to take care of their own homes. So we packed up and went down to Elizabeth City, North Carolina, stayed in junior high school, slept on the floor with air mattresses, and did a corporate grouping of approximately 425 people, mostly students and adults, that worked together and went out every day for five days and did work in the community. Some people were building handicap ramps for folks that had no ability to get their families in and out of the house, fixed porches, painting, repair, woodwork. There was a lot of different things. There was over 80 groups of teams of six people, five students and an adult, that went out into each, wherever they sent us. And we stayed at that place for 5 days until we fixed it, talked with and ministered to it. We're ministered to the folks that we were helping. And our students, amazing group, got up every morning and worked hard. It was just... it was a pleasure to be around them, to see what they did. And they got together every morning through even all the wakey-wakey announcements in the morning. One of the most annoying people that was ever created. So you had to hear it to believe it. But the hearts of our students and what they did and how much they cared and cared about each other, whenever they had free time, they were together as a group, all 15 of them. Sometimes the adults were involved in it, and playing volleyball and having a good time together. So they were not just ministering to people and helping, but they were also building up each other and as a group. One of the verses that we used in our first session together Saturday night at Virginia Beach, when we stayed there, was what you do for the least of my brothers, you do unto me. And these guys did a whole bunch of stuff that I'm sure our Savior is very happy with them about. And it was just proud to be a part. It was a privilege to be a part of this group.
Hi, I'm Tina Ma. I'm not used to doing this. Anyway, I wanted to add to what Carl said about the organization. They call it work camp, and that's exactly what we did. We worked, and we painted, and we built, and did all kinds of things, but it was also camp for these kids.
And it was just so cool how they brought them all together, all these different churches, all these different kids, and worshiped. We make them leave their phones home, and there's a reason for that, because they're not sitting there like this the entire time. They all got together, and they found ways to entertain one another, to just be with one another, and that was the coolest thing, I think, for me to see. It was just the unity of the Holy Spirit through our kids and other kids around the country. I think the most amazing moment for me was when we were sitting in the parking lot getting ready to leave, my team. We were getting ready to go to our first house or to the house we were assigned to. We didn't know what we were going to walk into. We knew we were going to paint, but we didn't know who the person was or what the house looked like or anything. So we prayed, and when we pulled into the driveway, we were like, well, this looks pretty nice. Doesn't look too bad. We felt comfortable and at ease with that. And then when we opened the door, we were just going to greet the owner with a handshake, because they said, don't get too close. They may not like to be touched, how affectionate they want to be. Well, she just said, I'm a hugger. You come here and you give me a hug. And she gave us the best hug that just put us all at ease. And then the entire time at her home, we were there feeling like we were going to serve her. She says, I need a paintbrush. I need to help you paint. Please let me help paint. So she painted with us. She sat down and did devotions with us. And when she prayed, she knew exactly what to pray for these kids. And it was such a moving moment. It actually brought me to tears when she prayed for our kids. So that was the God moment. And it was a wonderful trip.
I think one of my God moments on the trip was near the end, when we were spending some time with our resident, the person that we got to bless. And you could see her gratefulness in her eyes, just the tears flowing for her gratitude for the students and the efforts that they put into making her house more beautiful. And it's neat to see that she didn't really necessarily throughout the whole week show us lots of appreciation, but especially at the end, you could see it in her eyes. She was welling up with gratitude. And it's just kind of a reminder of how we need to continue to be thankful for what God is doing in our lives. And even the things that look big and overwhelming when you start, you get a lot of hands together, great things can get accomplished.
Hi, I'm Jamie. This is my fifth missions trip. I just got done my senior year in high school. And at the beginning of the week, I didn't think that we'd get our project done. But with the help of God, we did. And I just thought that was really cool that through God, anything is possible.
My name is Jackson Jones. My favorite part of the trip was just throughout the week getting to know everyone in the church and in my group and people around this country who were there. And God taught me that you need to love and accept everyone, because we're all his masterpieces.
Hi there. My name is Alex. And this is my, I want to say, fifth missions trip. First one like this. And on Thursday, this is probably my favorite part, because we were staying overtime for our resident. We were staying longer than we needed to. And we had to finish one more part, which would have taken 45 minutes. But then Mr. Robinson's crew came and sort of helped us out with that. And what I liked about it is that while we were able to finish the work, we were also able to mess around with each other, still crack jokes, make each other laugh. And God just kind of showed me that he will send help when you need it the most.
Hi, I'm Truett. This is my third missions trip. And a highlight for my week is our site. We were just assigned to do a garage, to clean it, to primer, and then to paint it. But on Tuesday, we were told that we had to do a front porch and a side porch, clean off the paint and paint it. And I didn't think we were going to finish. But through our group, we finished, had fun, and made fun of some people, and had fun.
My name's Patrick, and this is my first missions trip. I was originally not supposed to be on this, and I found out about a week ago that there was an opportunity from Mr. Jones that Alex Chaco tours ACL, so there was a position for me. That day that I got the call, I had an interview for a job, and I didn't know what to do. I was torn between, do I work or do I serve people? So I got a call back from the lady, and I found out I didn't get the job, and I was kind of devastated about that. But then I realized that God wanted me to be on this trip to serve these people that were less fortunate than us. And with it, I feel like I grew stronger, and I feel better now that I help the people, and I just had fun with everyone here.
I'm Sam. This is my very first mission trip, so I'll be going into my junior year in the fall. And I don't really know if it was, I mean, there were about 450 people there, and I don't know if it was anyone's favorite part, but it was certainly the most memorable part that we all love to hate. Every morning, I mean, we were in a school, so we'd be woken up over the PA system, and this guy would just say, we all hated it, he said, "Wakey, wakey, work campers!" He got so much hate mail by the end of the trip. But in terms of what I learned from God, it was amazing, because when I was first going through the process, you know, and finally trying to get support and stuff, I felt like the antithesis of a missionary. I was like, I'm only going because it's too late to back out and because I'm not a jerk. And by the time I got there, I feel like I'd completely forgotten that, because I felt just bombarded by the love of Christ. I wasn't really originally on this team, but I ended up meeting a lady named Angela Lewis, and she was the hugger lady. And I walk in, and I'm going for the handshake, right? Because I shake hands with everyone. And she just grabs me in this big, big hug. And I swear, it is the best, if not one of the best, hugs that I have ever gotten. And this lady that I'd never even met just radiated the love of Christ. And I learned that even if you don't think you deserve it, or even if you don't expect to receive it, the love of Christ comes from anywhere and everywhere.
Hi, I'm Anna Stein. This is my third missions trip, first inner city. And my favorite part of the trip was during one of our lunch devotionals. At the beginning of the week, the group mission trip gave us a little booklet that had instructions, go through this, 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 and this every day at lunch. And some of the activities were a little pointless and redundant, but on Thursday afternoon, we had a little activity where we would go around our circle and everyone would say a word about another person. So when it was my time to be judged by my crew members and our resident, I was pretty scared because I'm very self-conscious about what people think. But it was really cool because some of the words were spirited, tender-hearted, kind. But the one that stuck out to me the most was said by someone I really didn't expect to hear it from, Bowen. He said, yeah, I'm calling you out right now. He said strong. And the next day when we were praying over our final day, he said that I was confident. And those were words that, over the course of the trip, I just really needed to hear. And what God taught me over this week and over the course of this trip was that no matter how small your actions are, and no matter how insignificant you feel, it could mean the world to someone else, and God will use you in a way that you could never expect.
Hi, my name is Marin. This is my second mission trip, first inner city. And as a lot of you know, we do secret prayer partners. So at the beginning of the week, we all pick a name out of a bucket, and that's the person we pray for and write notes to all week. And it's supposed to be a secret, but my lovely prayer partner, Jackson, made it very clear to me on the first day that I was his secret prayer partner. And my first thought was, well, crap. I got such a crappy prayer partner. But,
You're nice about it.
I know, right? I'm so nice. But on Thursday, I performed a monologue in front of the other 400 people at the work camp. And that night, he wrote me a very, very sweet note that I didn't expect from him. So my first thought was, I'm going to read this to everyone. So I have the note. Now I'm going to read it to everyone. So the note says, Marin, you did a great job tonight. Honestly shocked you had the stones to do that. I don't know how to say it without sounding like a mom, but I'm really proud of you for doing that. I know God loves when we do his work. You've been a real nice person to me and everyone. You're a really cool person, and I'm going to try and talk to you more. Again, you've been just an outstanding person this week. Love your secret prayer partner. So thank you, Jackson.
Our last group to come up is from our Nicaragua team. Connor, Danielle, Taylor, Lauren, Turner, Noah, Ed Jones, and Carrie Nathan. Go ahead and come on down. I led this trip. This is actually my fourth time going to Nicaragua, my third time taking a team from our church. Can you guys all scoot this way? We got to make room for Ed and Care. My third time taking a team from our church down there. I love the ministry that goes on in Nicaragua and the people of Nicaragua. It was an incredible time. Essentially, what we did is the first half of the trip, we were in Managua, the outskirts of Managua, the capital city, and we spent our time working with a small local neighborhood church, doing physical repairs to their building, painting, cleaning, working around the campus. They also had a small Christian school. We did a children's program with the kids at their school. It was just such an incredible, rewarding time and just such a blessing to participate in their youth group and their children's ministry and their school. The second half of the trip, we went into rural Nicaragua. We stayed at Campo Alegria on Lake Nicaragua, and we spent a bunch of time working with the church in the community of Potosí. And it's this low-income church. They've barely afforded to put up a brick building, and we spent time working on the building, and we did a three-day VBS there working with the kids. We brought baseball equipment from you to give to the church so they could start doing baseball ministry in the community. And I was so moved. At the end of the week, one of the women from the church, one of the leaders at the church, came and told us through the translator that every year there's a day in Nicaragua called the Day of the Children, where adults are supposed to do something special for the kids. And she said as a church, they were so sad and disappointed this year because they just didn't have the resources to do anything for the children on the Day of the Children. And she said she felt like we were a gift from God to come and give them a number of days for the children, far more than they could have ever done, and that God really was able to bless their church and bless the community through their church because of our team and because of your support in sending us there. So it was an incredible week. Ed Jones and Carrie Nathan helped lead the trip. I'm going to let them start and pass the mic down.
Two things stood out to me on this trip is the positive attitude that the team had in adverse conditions. It was tropical and very hot, and no matter what you asked them to do, some of the repairs and tasks that they were asked were extremely challenging. And they did, I just was impressed with their attitude. And that also stood out to me that whenever I traveled overseas, the bond that we have as Christians, even though we can't speak to the people, there's a Christian bond that's very evident.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nathan. This was my fifth mission trip, second international one. My favorite part of the trip, it's hard to pick. There were a lot of favorite parts, but I'd say one that was especially meaningful was meeting the host family and really getting to know the mom and having some personal time with her. And that's what helped me. One of the things that God taught me in this trip was you can meet someone really for the first time, and as a fellow believer, you have so much in common, and we prayed for each other. It was just a very touching time for me.
Hi, I'm Lauren Hankerson, and this is my 6 month mission trip, and I just graduated from high school, and so a lot of like our plans for the trip like got changed. Like we were supposed to go to Ukraine, but instead we went to Nicaragua, and I was like a part of the ESL team, and I was kind of like the student leader. And so then one of the other unexpected things that happened is that Ed Jones, who was our like adult leader, had to leave because his wife was in the hospital. And so there were like a lot of changes that we had to make, mostly because like the kids weren't like really getting like our lesson plans. Like we had to like type lesson plans out for like these 3 days that we were going there, but like we decided to like do something that was like more fun, and like I was just really proud of my team for like kind of improvising and like getting like those things down really quickly. And I think that like the other two teams, which is the like teaching like Bible story team and like the crafts team, also had like kind of unexpected things happen. Like for the teaching team, they had like their lessons, and like they ended up having like a lot more time than they thought like after they finished, so they had to like play games to, like keep the kids excited, and like that was hard because of the language barrier, but they did like a good job. All the kids were like smiling. And for the crafts team, they like were running out of crafts because all the kids like wanted to like bring crafts home. And so then they had to like repack everything to make sure that like all the kids could get like what they wanted. And yeah, I'm just really proud of my team for like being able to like adjust to like those changes. And God kind of like taught me that even though things don't go according to our plan, it goes according to his plan, and he can help us like adjust to that.
Hi, my name's Connor Baird, and my favorite part about the Nicaraguan missions trip was worshiping with everyone. It was a really great experience, and even though we were singing in like 8 different keys, we were all just having a lot of fun just singing together, singing all of our favorite songs. And I feel like on this trip, God taught me to experience, to appreciate the little things, especially like the wind and air conditioning, indoor plumbing, electricity, and
Hi, my name is Turner. This is my 6th missions trip. And in Nicaragua, before we left, we had split up into 3 teams, and I was on the crafts team. And so when we had gotten there and we were giving like all the kids the crafts, they were all like, oh, can I have one for like my cousin? Can I have one for my brother? And I just thought it was cool that they wanted to wanted to share all the goodness that they were getting. And I think it just reminded me that we have to be appreciative for all the little things that we have in our life and not just the big things that God gives us.
Hi, I'm Danielle James. I'm 16 years old, and this was my 4th mission trip, but my first international. And my favorite part of this trip was definitely hanging out with the kids at the VBS, because they were adorable. They were so little, and they were so excited to see us and hang out with us. And like when we were leaving, they all gave us a bunch of hugs, and I thought it was like really cool how close we got to them in only a matter of a few days. And what God taught me is that you have to be like willing to give him control, because throughout the trip, like I was in the ESL team, and so we had a lot of changes like thrown away. Like Ed Jones had to leave like halfway through the trip for his wife, and we got there and the kids were a lot younger than we expected. And so the first day we did the lesson plan that we wrote before, and they honestly had no idea what we were saying. So the next day we decided to kind of throw that out and just like go with what we have and wing it, and it ended up being a lot of fun, and the kids like got what we were saying. And so to me, that just showed me that sometimes you just have to like give like God control, and it end up all working out. So
Hi, my name's Taylor Martin. I'm 17. This is my fifth missions trip. And I was on the crafts team. And so, like, one day we were passing out pencils, like, because we just had this giant bag of pencils. And at first it was really, like, chill. We were just, like, handing them out. And then all of a sudden, like, a bunch of kids ran up and, like, started, like, grabbing at them. And then the moms started coming up, and they were, like, really trying to, like, get a lot of them. And, like, it was a little overwhelming at the time, but, like, it just made me realize, like, appreciate everything you have, because they got so excited over pencils. And, like, I don't know, it was just kind of like we don't really get excited over anything that small. So I just learned to appreciate everything that I have.
Hi, I'm Noah. I'm 18 years old, and I went to Nicaragua. Probably my favorite memory is getting to know our translator, William. If you never met the most interesting man in the world, this is him. If he hasn't been bit by something, he's fought it. So every time there was any little snake in anywhere, or it was a centipede, guys. But anytime all the guys in the cabin would go sprinting out the front door, and William would go in and take care of it. So it was just really nice getting to know him, and I can just tell that him and I are going to stay in touch, and he's going to be a good friend of mine. But what God taught me is we did a lot of lessons on, like, the apostles and just people you don't expect God to use. And so it just hit me, like, no matter, like, what you've done in your past or how unimportant you may feel, that doesn't matter to God. He's still going to use you to do something extraordinary.
Our first group that is going to come down is from our main mission trip, Catherine, Emily, Sarah, Rebecca, Georgia, Megan, Melissa, Rochelle, Doug, and Ann. Could you all come down here?
Hi, I'm Ann. This is my third mission trip, my first to Maine. I was the adult leader for the crafts team. I love going on mission trips, and this was an awesome trip. But my favorite part of it was going on the trip with my husband, Doug. I love working with the students here at this church. It's a huge part of my life, and I am so greatly blessed by all the time I spend with them. I love our retreats, I love our all-nighters, our small groups, and especially the mission trips. And it being such a big part of my life, it was always so odd that it wasn't something that I shared with Doug. And I love that he had the experience here to spend time with the students and to see what I'm talking about when I explain what a mission trip experience is. Something that I learned on this trip was that mission trips come in all shapes and sizes. And we don't always know what our mission is when we go. Our mission was to go put a VBS on in Northern Maine. And I think for some of us, that was the work that God had for us to do. But I think somebody's mission might have been a relationship with one of the students. Some of our mission was a relationship and something that we learned or taught to the people that we met in the community. And that was just something surprising that God laid on my heart, that even when we know where we're going, we might not know until we get there what our actual mission is.
Hi, my name is Catherine Pollack. I'm going into 10th grade. This is my third time going to Maine and my first time on guide team. This year, I couldn't decide whether I was going to North Carolina or if I was going back to Maine, but I'm so glad that I went back to Maine. I got to see so many kids I've known from last year and the year before, and it was just great reconnecting with them and seeing how God was working in their lives throughout the week. And God really taught me that he has a plan laid out for us, and even if we don't know it, he really does, and he will show you where to go if we trust in him. And even if you're afraid or even if you think you have it all figured out, the outcome is so much greater than your fears.
Hi, my name's Emily Hughes. This is my second time going to Maine, and I'm going into 9th grade. My favorite part of the trip was how on the first day, me and my friend's favorite kid from last year didn't come. But by Wednesday, this girl in my group named Macy really liked me and wanted me to hold her all the time. And this taught me that even if something doesn't start out as I planned it to, that everything God does is for a reason, and I know that he put me in her life for a reason, and that everything, and that, yeah.
Hi, my name is Sarah Halseal. I'm going into eighth grade, and this is my first time on a Maine missions trip. My favorite thing about the trip was meeting all the new people that I didn't know already and talking to people that I already knew and making greater relationships with them. Something God taught me was that failure is okay because I learned more from my failures than I did from my successes.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Anderson. This is my first time going to Maine. I'm going into eighth grade, and I got to be part of the craft team. My favorite thing about our trip was when we had devotions every day. Each day, for half an hour, we would go to a quiet spot, and we would do our devotions, and we would read verses and answer questions. And most days, right before I would go out, I would have something on my mind, whether it was a worry or a fear or just a kid that I was wondering about. And after devotions each day, I would come back feeling refreshed and at peace, knowing that God had a plan and that I could trust him. What God taught me from this missions trip was to lean on him and to trust him because he has a plan.
Hi, my name is Georgia, and I'm going into eighth grade. This is my first missions trip. I was part of the teaching team. My favorite part was the morning time, because when you'd wake up, you were surrounded by all of your best friends, and you got to go to VBS and teach all the kids who had a great time. Something that God taught me was to always, like, trust him, like Rebecca said. A lot of times I had fear that I wouldn't remember my lesson, and every day I would pray with my team members, and it really helped, and I just thank God so much for giving me this opportunity.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm going into ninth grade. I was on the worship team, and one of my favorite memories was on the first day of VBS. There's my favorite kid named George. He came into VBS, and he gave me the biggest hug, and he was so happy to be there, and he was so happy that we were back, and it just taught me that God is going to be the same way. He's going to be so happy for us when we get to heaven, and it just gave me hope that one day we're going to be with God, and it just gives us just teaches me. He taught George, a kid that we were supposed to be teaching, he taught me that God is going to be so happy to see him and see us when we get to heaven.
My name is Rochelle Anderson, and I had the privilege of going on this trip with my daughter and all these wonderful students that have been in the children's ministry. So it's so cool to see them serve and grow in their relationship with the Lord. One of the things that we worked on was the Acts prayer, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And it was really cool to hear the students pray that prayer together as a team each day. And then my highlight of the trip was that I realized that I was exhausted, and very often, and God showed up, and he gave me strength that I knew was only by his grace that he could give. And it was cool to see the energy and enthusiasm that could come out, and I knew it was by God that all things are possible.
Hi, my name is Doug Nielsen, and this is was my very first mission trip. Going on a mission trip is not something that I ever thought I would really do. And I want to thank Melissa because she pushed me pretty far out of my comfort zone. I was doing a lot of things on this trip that I really never believed I would do. It was really great to get to know the students and the college leaders, the adult leaders. It was also really great to be there to witness my wife and her element working with the kids. Ann Nielsen, she did such a great job. That was really special for me. The favorite part of the trip, though, was the outdoor worship we did on the last night in New Sweden. It was just breathtaking, and Zach Hayes, he led a really great worship. The thing I learned from this trip is that if you can give at least a very small part of yourself, God will give you back so many blessings.
We have some more kids from the Maine team. They're going to come and share. Gabe, Donovan, Ethan, Jeremiah, and my son Micah.
That's a good one.
Get down here.
All right. Here. All right. Hello, my name is Donovan. I was on the teaching team. I'm going into ninth grade. What my favorite part about this trip was on the last day that we were there teaching, I asked these kids, did you want us to go? Every single kid said no. They wanted to stay. They did not want to go, which that was a big, that was awesome for me because I taught those kids. I taught them everything. Well, we taught them everything as a team. Okay. Don't want to be selfish. And, okay, so what God taught me is that this can happen all across the globe. If, when I die, this will happen, and those kids will die too. Okay, it's sad. What, when they go in heaven, I will see them too, which is an awesome feeling that if, when you save kids, they go to heaven, you'll see them too.
Hi, I'm Jeremiah. This is my second missions trip. I was, I'm a ninth grader, and I was teaching the 7th through 12th grade. My favorite part of the trip was when I was halfway through the week, and at the beginning of the week, a little boy completely forgot who I was, and I was so sad. And then on Wednesday, he said he came in with all the gear from last year and said, Jeremiah, do you remember at the end of the video when it was a horrible ending and we all yelled, rip off? And he was sitting in my lap when we did that. And it just, that was my favorite moment. God taught me that you can never go without God, and his love is just so abundant.
My name is Micah, and this was my second trip to Maine. I am going into ninth grade, and I was on the teaching team. My favorite moment of this trip was when I taught the 5th through 6th graders, because I really felt like I could have a really good discussion and they really answered the questions with thought. And what God taught me was that when troubled times come, in the end, it will always finish with a better result than before.
Hi, my name is Gabe. This is my first mission trip to Maine, and I'm going to ninth grade. My favorite part of the trip was one of my kids, Brady. He told me he'd never gone to church, he didn't know God, and he paid so much attention to the lessons. He was really enjoying them and learned a lot, I could tell. And my what I learned is that this is something that I knew, but this is my first time really experiencing it. Even if you don't know what to say or do, God can work and speak through you.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Ethan Yu. This is my second missions trip, and I'm going into ninth grade. I think my favorite part of the trip was, actually, well, I have two, but they're tied for first, so I'll tell you them both. I had a little buddy in Maine. His name is Brady, the kid. I'm not Brady, sorry, Riker. Maybe I don't know him as well as I do. We found two ukuleles in the music closet. I took one out, started playing it, and then Riker, he took out the second one, and he said, come on, and then I followed him around the school. He was trying to play it. He was just strumming it, and then I was playing behind him. It was really cute. And then the second thing was, it also involves Riker. So there's another little girl in preschool. Her name's Macy, and she claimed Riker as her boyfriend, and I found them in the corner of the gym, and Macy was holding Riker's hand, and Riker was kind of like standing away from her. He looked like he wanted to get away really badly. So I went up to them, and I was like, hey, Macy, can you let go of Riker? And she's like, no. And then I said, all right, please let him go. I was like, no. And so I pulled out my trump card. I was like, I'll give you 3 strikes if you don't let him go. And she's like, no, he's mine. And he picked him up and ran away with him. So that was some of my favorite moments. And what God taught me was that, so I was on the 7th to 12th grade team, which means I had to teach kids who were my age and older. And what it really taught me was that you don't need to be superior in any way. You don't need to be older or of better status than anyone else to make an impact on their lives and to teach them.
We're going to bring some of the members of our North Carolina team down to the stage. Bowen, Henry, Jeffrey, Rachel, Lauren, Jamie, Kim, and Jared, and Carl Jones.
Hi, I'm Rachel. This is my fifth missions trip. I'm going into my senior year of high school. And I'm going to share about the resident who we were helping. Her name was Angela Lewis, and she was an amazing lady. The minute we walked into her home, she gave us all hugs, like biggest hugs we've ever gotten in our life. And she would paint with us, she'd talk to us, she ate lunch with us, she did all the devotions with us, and she prayed with us. And she was just such a godly woman. Like, anyone who met her could tell she was a Christian without her having to tell them. And I think that impacted me a lot and showed me that we should all try to be more like her and share God's love with everyone we meet, no matter who they are, no matter if you know them or not. Just spread God's love as much as you can.
Hi, my name is Lauren Hughes, and this is my fifth missions trip. And my crew helped with a resident named Donna. And Donna was, she didn't really talk to us that much. A lot of crews were very social with their residents, but Donna kind of kept to herself and didn't really express her gratitude a lot. But then on Friday, after we had finished all the work we were doing, she came out with tears in her eyes. And she hugged each and every one of us and just showed how much thankful she was for what we had done. And it was just amazing to see how God had touched her heart and what 1 week of service could do.
My name is Patrick Bowen Kelly, and I go by Bowen. And I'm a sophomore now. My favorite moment from the trip was spending time with my group because we were allowed to go to Walmart and Starbucks, and Miss Tina allowed me to control the radio and the bass, which I really enjoyed. And what God kind of showed me throughout the trip was how exponentially big he was through our whole country and our world, because we were with all these people from, like, Kansas, Michigan, Virginia, and they were all just like us. They laughed with us. We talked. We got to hang out all the time. And it was really fun seeing them, and it kind of showed me that we're all the same Christians, and we all can love one another and be together.
Hi, I'm Henry. I'm going into my junior year in high school, and this is my second mission trip. My favorite part was probably at the end of every day, we'd have a cooler of water and ice, and we'd just dunk our heads in it and have contests on how long we could hold it in. Alex Stein won with 69 seconds. God taught me that no matter what challenges you face, you can overcome them as you work together. Because our team had project after project come up after we were assigned one project, and we accomplished everything in a matter of a week. It was amazing to see that.
Hi, my name is Jared. I'm going into my sophomore year of high school, and this is my second mission trip. My favorite moment was when, after a long, hard day of work, we would all come together, sit out front, and just play volleyball, talk, frisbee, no matter how bad any of us were at any sport. And what God taught me is that no matter who you are, everyone appreciates what you do, no matter how good of a job you did or if you're a beginning at anything. God loves anything that you do.
Good morning, I'm Jeffrey Lin. I'm a rising sophomore, and this was my third mission trip. there are a lot of really awesome moments on this trip, but I think my favorite moment was that every night, something like 400 people from 12 states and 20 different churches, we would all come together into the gymnasium that where we were staying and praise God. And it was really cool for me to see how God was working in all four corners of the United States to bring these people here, and that was really a cool experience. Something that God taught me was that if you trust in him, he'll make his plans clear to you. And I was going into the week with a lot of expectations. I was getting ready to go down to a house and just start hammering and sawing away and lifting wood and doing manly things. But the Sunday before we started working, I got the news that I was doing 5 days of interior painting. And I have to say I was a little disappointed by that, but just throughout the week, God really showed me through his many blessings that if you trust in him, he'll do amazing things for you. And as I look back now, I think, God, you were there the entire time. So.
Morning. My name's Alex Chaco. I'm going into 12th grade, and this would have been my fifth missions trip. But 1 week before we were supposed to leave, I badly tore my ACL, so I wasn't able to go. The two-week stretch between the injury and this whole missions week has been difficult kind of for me. But I think God's really been teaching me how to sit back and trust him. And especially now I have to go for surgery in a couple weeks. I think God's, he's really brought peace in my life. And I'm really thankful that even though I couldn't go on this trip, he still taught me something this week. And thank you for your prayers too.
The last group is from the Nicaragua team. I'm going to call down Jessica, Christian, Kate, Tim, Abby, Elliot, and my son, Noah, to go ahead and come down and join me. As a parent, it was just such a blessing to share the experience with my son, Noah, and to really kind of see missions through his eyes for a week and a half and what God was showing him. So, Noah, if you want to share a little bit.
This was my first missions trip, and my favorite part was when five team members came running out of the building screaming there was a snake, and it was actually a centipede.
We're not going to name names, but most of them are up here. All right, go ahead.
And I learned that if there's a string of bad things going on, that God will, like, help you get through it.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Jessica Ma. This is my fifth missions trip, my second international one. And I've done five of these reports, and I've never come so close to not being up here. We had a crazy travel incident yesterday and missed a flight, and just everything was out of order. And I think that kind of sums up the whole trip. Like, we were supposed to go to Ukraine, but then ended up going to Nicaragua. We were supposed to do a lot of things, and God just kept throwing us curveballs, but it was amazing to see my team all work together and do the work that was given to us. And I think one of my favorite parts of the trip was we had this long 4-hour drive from Managua to Rivas, where Campo Alegria was, and finally getting out of that van and just seeing the lake stretch out in front of us and the volcano rising out of the middle of it and just how beautiful it was. And for me, Nicaragua was kind of like an escape from the real world, doing all the work we did and just not having to worry about like a phone or what your friends are doing or anything, just really being able to focus on God. And one thing I learned was we had these lessons that we did each night, and then I was also on the teaching team. So one of our lessons was the woman at the well, and it also came up in the lessons that we did at night. And it really kind of spoke to me because it's about this woman who she's a sinner and she's broken, but God uses her to reach this whole town and share his word with them, and they all believe in him, and he just uses this woman that no one would expect. And that spoke to me because I had kind of been struggling with my faith, and God used me to like reach all these kids, and he just reminded me that he loves me and can use me no matter what I've done or what I'm going through.
Hi, my name is Tim Lin. I'm 18, and this was my sixth mission trip with the church, and definitely one of my favorite moments on the trip was being able to play baseball with the local Nicaraguan kids, because in Nicaragua, actually the national sport is baseball and not soccer, as most Central American countries are, and just being able to meet my one of the kids that I met named Miguel or Michael in English, he, of all the kids there, he chose to have catch with me. And even though I dropped a lot of the balls, each day that we came back to play baseball, he continued to have catch with me. And even though my Spanish wasn't the best, I was still able to connect with him. And as we gave the baseball equipment away and we're getting ready to go back to the camp, I was sitting in the back of the truck and I feel a tap on my shoulder and it was him. And he just had joy in his face from all the equipment that we gave to him, and he was waving around his jersey. And as he ran off, it just struck me how much I affected him. And a way that I really learned from God was that, much like Jessica, was the lake that we went to. And as I stood there at the shore of the lake when we got there, soaking in the sun and the bug bites, I was just struck by just the beauty of the lake and the waves and how the volcano rose up, just like Jess was saying. And being on 5 mission trips, I thought I'd seen a lot. But God really taught me that there's things out there in the world that I should go and find. And that is creation never stops being beautiful. So,
I'm Christian Diamante. I'm 18. This is my 5th mission trip, my 3rd international one. And one of my favorite parts of the trip, like Tim, was playing baseball with the kids. A group of us went, I think, 3 of the days to just play with the kids and hang out with them in a local field. And it was really cool just to, like, connect with the kids through baseball, even though I'm terrible at Spanish and a lot of us can't speak their language, so we can't connect with them that way. But still, by playing baseball with them and just seeing the joy on their faces, like, some of them didn't even have shoes on, some of them had like terrible equipment and stuff, but they was still like the happiest I've seen these kids, and it was just really cool to experience that. And then something that God taught me, I think, was to be bold with my faith, because personally I don't like public speaking at all, and I think most people on stage would agree with me in saying that. But Matthew, our leader, had the great idea for all of us on the Nicaragua team to prepare a testimony for the trip, so that he could randomly call on us to like share our testimony to random groups of people in Nicaragua. And I was one of those people he chose one night for a group. It was at a local church. It was during a youth group time, so it was kids our age that were there. And I was kind of mad at him that he chose me, because, I mean, I don't know, but now thinking back, I should be thanking him, because God used me that night, because the next day after we all gave our testimonies, or 5 of us gave our testimonies, the guy that was like our host guy, I guess, his name was Dave, he came up to me and told me that one of the kids said to him that my testimony like affected him and he could like relate to what I was talking about. And I thought that was really cool that God used my story and the things that I said to have an impact on that kid's life and hopefully change it for the better. So,
my name is Elliot Miller. I'm also 18, and this was my 6th mission trip. One of my favorite moments on the trip actually occurred on Monday. It was the first time the ESL team, which I was on, performed a lesson. So we had 3 groups that we were teaching to. The first 2 were older groups. It might not have gone completely to plan, but it went okay. We taught them our lesson. The 3rd group was pre-K, maybe kindergarten, and some probably younger students. So the lesson did not go as planned. They were having some struggles with the phrases that we were trying to teach them. One of the teachers at the school suggested that all the students there enjoy a good song. So Noah came up with the great idea to sing them a song, something along the lines of, "My name's Noah, my name's Noah, how about yours, how about yours?" And he went ahead and he sung that. After he says, "How about yours," they give their name, and then he throws their name into the song. And you'd think that he'd do it a couple times, maybe just to get the gist of things, but no. Noah went around the room and sang that song to all 20 or 30 of the students. By the end, his voice may have been a little hoarse, but I was incredibly impressed by his perseverance. One of the things that God taught me on this trip was that even if there's a language barrier, which is especially true for me since I only speak English and German, a simple smile or just quality time with them can go a long way to show God's love to the children.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm 16 years old. Nicaragua was my fifth missions trip. And I'd have to say one of my favorite parts is when we were out of school, I was playing with this little girl, Emily, and she really liked it when I spun her around. And she kept saying, uno más, which means one more in Spanish, if you didn't already know that. And she said that about 30 times. So that was fun, made my arms a little tired. And God taught me that, like, even in the heat and the bugs and the humidity, he was still there guiding us and strengthening us.
Hi, my name's Abby, and I'm 17. I'll be a senior in high school. And if you may have not already figured out, we taught a lot of VBS lessons while we were there, and I was a member of the teaching team with Jess and Tim. And I was teaching on the women at the well. And so Sunday, I taught at the International Church, so all the kids spoke English. They grew up in Christian homes, so they knew the story, they knew what was happening, everything went well. But on Wednesday, I taught at the Nicaraguan children at one of the VBSs, and I speak zero Spanish. I had to use a translator the whole time. I did not think they would get the lesson, but they got it. They kept asking questions. These, like, four-year-olds wanted to know what living water was. Even the next day, they kept asking me questions, and it's made me so happy that these kids were smiling and learning, and it's touched their hearts. And one of the things God taught me is that he will provide. You know, every day at VBS, we would feed the kids. So we needed rice, forks, knives, plates, cups. And almost every day we ran out of something. And there were people running out and grabbing things. There were kids on our team giving out our food to the children and waiting longer. You know, every day we had to get food after because we ran out of food. So just it was nice to see how God answered our prayers. There were always people in the community bringing us the things we needed, and we were able to help the children out.
Before I give the mic back to Pastor Nate, there's three groups of people I want to thank for these trips. Behind the scenes, Debbie Bricker and Hannah Perry did an enormous amount of administrative work for the last half a year so these trips could happen, and they are incredible at making Melissa and I look good on the trips and making it happen because of all the work they do behind the scenes. So I wanted to thank them so much for what they did. I want to thank the youth leaders that came and served. If you're one of the adults, one of the leaders, could you stand up for just a moment? Somebody's got to break the ice. The adult. These leaders have been giving up their time since last January to help prep the teams, and each one of them either gave up income from businesses they ran for the last week and a half so they could go on a trip, or they gave up vacation time so they could go on this trip and lead because they believe so much in the importance of missions and its role in training and discipling our young people. Right, because not only do we do incredible things at the places we go to, but God does incredible things in our young people by taking them out of their comfort zones and taking them out of their normal routine and giving them a week and a half to just really focus on serving God and what that does to their hearts. Which brings me to the third group of people I want to thank. You guys. I'm blown away every year by just how generous this church is, that you guys get the value of these trips in training our young people, in being a church that values the importance of going, of serving, of living out the Great Commission, that through all of us, whether we're young people or adults, when we go on these mission trips and we get outside of our comfort zone and we see God do incredible things through us and realize that we have so much more power through Jesus than we ever imagined we come back able to serve him in our schools, in our sports teams, in our workplaces, and in our church in ways we never knew were possible. And I thank you so much for the generosity that funded over 60 young people and adults to go have that kind of experience and discipleship and training and live out that calling. Thank you so much.
You guys might not know this, but behind the scenes, Matthew and Melissa and the staff team have spent an enormous amount of time working on these three trips. This is one of those years where things didn't quite go as planned. There was changes from Ukraine to Nicaragua, and the logistics completely changed, the housing changed, and so behind the scenes, they're scrambling, working. Lord, you need to bring this all together, and it was all brought together and done with such excellence that we've grown accustomed to with Pastor Matthew and Melissa and the team. And so, just can you thank them for the effort that they put into this? Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.